Tyrannical, boosterless Europeans to have Corona passports disabled. By Peter Catalan, December 22, 2021. The EU has announced that vaccinated individuals who failed to get their booster are to have their coronavirus passes disabled, in a move that has been called tyrannical. The European Union has agreed that those who are considered fully vaccinated will nevertheless have their EU COVID passes disabled after 9 months. Should they fail to get a booster jab, in a move that has been lambasted by one MEP as tyrannical. It follows a French announcement last week that individuals who were once considered fully vaccinated will begin to have their domestic health passes disabled from the centralized database unless they get themselves boosted within a given period. According to a statement posted on the European Commission website, passes belonging to boosterless individuals will now have a binding acceptance period of exactly 270 days. Once that period has elapsed, the certs will cease to function. This validity period takes into account the guidance of the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, reads the statement. The certificate will remain valid for a grace period of an additional 3 months beyond those 6 months to ensure that national vaccination campaigns can adjust and citizens will have access to booster doses. Romanian Conservative and ECR Group MEP Christian Ter slammed the new measure, telling Breitbart London the move is tyrannical. The intention of the European Commission in demanding people take boosters to keep a digital COVID certificate proves that the real purpose of the COVID certificate was not to protect the people but to coerce them into getting vaccinated, Ter said. The European Commission is already robbing us of our national democracy. Now Brussels bureaucrats want to strip away our fundamental right to bodily autonomy and medical freedom. Constraining people's right to travel and work by requiring vaccine and booster shots is a practical means of coercion tantamount to mandatory vaccination, which is contrary to the EU Charter of the Fundamental Rights, Ter continued. All lovers of freedom must reject this tyrannical EU move. Despite past criticism, the Commission's website also praises the certs a success story of the EU, and that the new measures are necessary in order to harmonize the different rules across member states regarding vaccination. A harmonized validity period for EU digital COVID certificate is a necessity for safe free movement and EU-level coordination, the website reports EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides as saying. What is needed now is to ensure that booster campaigns proceed as quickly as possible, that as many citizens are protected by an additional dose and that our certificates remain a key tool for travel and protection of public health. The EU's decision to neutralize the COVID certs of individuals once considered fully vaccinated comes as some nations shift further towards demanding their citizens get booster jabs against the Chinese coronavirus. Even before the European Union's announcement, France had confirmed plans were in place to strip vaccinated individuals of their COVID passes 7 months after their last dose. The new rule, which is already in effect for those over the age of 65, will be expanded to the entirety of the population in January. Meanwhile, the French health minister admitted that current and future COVID pass restrictions are simply a disguised form of vaccination obligation, but that it is even more effective. As France and the European Union work towards compelling their populations to take a third dose, other European politicians have already moved on to discussing a possible upcoming fourth COVID jab. I think it's advisable that people get the third dose, and then they may well then get a fourth dose later down the line, because the evidence from Israel is that unfortunately, immunity wanes from third dose as well, said Irish Tenaist, Deputy Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, going on to say that COVID vaccination would likely become an annual affair like we have with the flu.